student achievement gap. We would like to have summer school programs established and after-school homework centers put in place for students that are not high academic students. Students lose ground during the summer months when they're out of school, and we believe this is critical for some students to excel. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Garrett. Moving on to item 4.01, Superintendent's Report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Good evening. My comments in tonight's Superintendent's Report are in recognition of this being School Board Appreciation Month. In considering my remarks, I reviewed a number of articles focused on what makes a school board successful, the importance of positive board culture, the purpose of school board's work, and most importantly, how that work makes a difference in the district and in our community. In reviewing these articles, lists, and opinion pieces, I found ample evidence to support what I already knew. The success we've enjoyed and continue to enjoy in Greenville County Schools is tied very closely to the outstanding quality of this school board. According to the website, greatschools.org, the most important thing a school board does is to establish a vision for the community schools that reflects the consensus of the board, community, and district staff. It goes on to say that the school board has a wide variety of additional responsibilities, such as adopting a balanced budget, hiring the superintendent, monitoring finances, and ensuring the best education for students from diverse backgrounds. The Greenville County Schools Board of Trustees does all of this, and most importantly, ensures the efficiency and consistency of this process by utilizing our district's education plan in every decision-making process. As you know, this plan was initially adopted in 1999 with broad input from internal and external district stakeholders. The Greenville County Schools Education Plan is updated annually with strategies developed by teachers, parents, community members, representatives of business and industry, administrators, staff, and this board, and fully revised every 5 years with input from throughout our community. Usually the strategies, such as challenge and accelerate student learning at all levels and through various innovative learning opportunities, are the direct result of discussions that occur in this very room, usually during monthly Committee of the Whole meetings. When I took over as superintendent almost 3 years ago, I made a commitment that the bulk of our Committee of the Whole meetings would focus on instruction, our results, programs, and opportunities. It was my belief then, and remains my belief now, that the administration's efforts and energy naturally follow the focus of the board. Together, we've increased student achievement over the last 3 years, and together we will continue to do so. The tendency of a district to follow the lead of the Board of Trustees is one of the many reasons board culture is so important. A concept discussed in the American School Board Journal article, The Cultured Club, a board that bickers, can never reach consensus, and has competing visions, seldom accomplishes anything important, and cannot inspire employees to continue to seek improvement. Because this board has made it clear in its vision for education in the greater Greenville community, our district leadership, school administrators, teachers, and staff all know what is expected and have a stable foundation on which to build improvements. The National School Board Association website features an article titled, Time for New Clarity on the Role of the School Board. It states that in the context of state and federal policy, local school board governance in constructive partnership with the superintendent can do at least three things that are impossible to accomplish at the state and the federal level. They are serve as a catalyst, be diagnostic, and fulfill a role of checks and balances. First, to serve as a catalyst, the article states, only local governance provides a constant source of leadership within communities that motivates, persuades, and inspires people to want more for students. The will for excellence cannot be mandated from afar. People must be inspired to want excellence for themselves. Through the implementation of choice programs, schools with unique focuses, special centers, and challenging opportunities like New Tech, the Art of Architecture, and the Accelerate partnership with the Governor's School for Science and Math, this board has raised the expectations of our community and made quality schools a priority. Secondly, to be diagnostic. The article goes on to say every school district is in a different point in its journey to improve. Only local governance can work to diagnose the unique position of each district, weigh priorities in district capacity, and set specific goals for the most important thing to improve next in the journey to excellence. This board completes much of its diagnostic work through conversations and study that become strategies in the annual update of the education plan. Our five district goals and the strategies under each then drive the budget process, programmatic offerings, and future planning. Best of all, you use the information you receive in the Committee of the Whole, in our presentations, on board tours, through testing data, and based on conversations with employees, students, and families to fully understand the needs of our district. In other words, you listen to those who work and live with students each day. Third, fulfill checks and balances. The NSBA article points out that state and federal policy, though often well-intentioned, can go awry in implementation or become out of balance with real needs and challenges of local schools. I don't think that's surprising to any of you. It states that an important role of school boards today is to advocate to state and federal officials to get the policy mix right. Only local boards are uniquely positioned by virtue of your elected status to communicate important messages to other elected officials who make the decisions that often and directly affect our schools. Board legislative meetings, South Carolina School Boards Association Day at the Capitol, local elected officials events, and of course our advocacy committee are a few of the many ways you leverage your knowledge and influence to communicate our needs and successes with policymakers at the state and federal levels. In my more than 35-year career in education and through my work with the State Superintendent's Roundtable, the South Carolina Association of School Administrators, and the American Association of School Administrators, I've witnessed firsthand the chaos that a divided and divisive board can cause. I've also seen the devastating results of boards and administrations that chase every new thing that comes along, showing little or no fiscal responsibility, as well as the results of those who refuse to invest in the educational futures of the students and communities they serve. We have in Greenville County a well-balanced, thoughtful, knowledgeable board that challenges the administration to strive for lofty goals, but backs up those challenges with support, stability, and resources. So I'm happy today to take this opportunity in the midst of National School Board Appreciation Month to say a very public and a very sincere thank you to this, our governing body, and on behalf of the 73,000 students and nearly 10,000 employees of Greenville County Schools, we appreciate and applaud you for what you do for us and, more importantly, for our community.
We do have a small token of appreciation to share with you.
Yay, presents.
Thank you. Appreciate
oh, look.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obi didn't wrap that.
You did wrap this?
No, Obi didn't wrap it.
Obi didn't wrap it. Wow. That is, I know. Can we do this every month? This is great.
Almost as if it were planned.
I know, this is great. Thank you, Mr. Royster, and I will say my own personal thanks and appreciation to the school board members. When I came on the board 4 years ago, I had no idea what I was getting into, and we have a board that's just always willing to help one another and share and help get you educated and listen to what you have to say. So I'm also very appreciative for my board members that are working with me, the 11 of you, so thank you there. Moving on to action items, we have item 5.01, disposition of the former district office annex. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to declare the district office annex building on Tyndall Avenue as surplus property so that it may be sold. It's coming from the Committee of the Whole. I do not need a second. Are there any questions? Okay, hearing no questions. All in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.02, selection of professional services provider for investment grade energy audit. Again, we have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve Firm A and Firm E to provide investment grade energy audits for the district. Coming from the committee, I do not need a second. Are there any questions? Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.03, charter school student count.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Rowletter.
I move to accept the audit of the charter school student count for FY 2015.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Moving on to item 5.04, proposed master internal audit plan for the 2015 calendar year.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Rowletter.
I move to approve the proposed master internal audit plan for the 2015 calendar year.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion, a second. Is there any discussion? Mr. Barber, are you disappointed? No discussion so far. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Moving on to item 5.04. This is a item to request to change the date of the June board meeting.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
I'd like to make a motion to approve changing the date of the June 2015 Greenville County Schools Board meeting from June the 23rd to June the 16th.
Second.
I have a motion and I have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Moving on to item six. We have item 6.01, internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We're presenting our monthly status report on the progress that we're making on internal audit projects. I'll now be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Barber? Okay. Mr. Barber, it looks like you're free and clear.
Easy night.
All right. Agenda item 7.01. We've got the committee and liaison reports, approval of the advocacy committee's state budget letter and letter of thanks. Mr. Meek, would you like to say anything before?
Sure. We're on 01, 701.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I have
the only other thing we'll add, I was asked to remind everyone that the day at the Capitol is going to be March the 18th, and that if you're going to go, let Ms. Terry know as soon as possible so that she can get your money in, so they will let you in and get your day at the Capitol.
Okay. All right. Ms. Rowletter, you also had a committee report tonight?
Yeah, from the South Carolina School Board Association Board of Directors. We had our board retreat earlier this month, and I took a few notes. We did swear in three new board members that were not present in December, and according to the Constitution and bylaws, they just have to be sworn in front of the board, not in front of the whole thingamajig in December, the meeting. We analyzed, we did a self-assessment, and we analyzed it. We had completed it online. Marie Billick, Deputy Executive Director of NSBA, led the board retreat. We had a focus of imagine the possibilities. We talked about what we do well and what we need to improve. We also voted in our board meeting. That was just generally the retreat information, but in our board meeting, we had a formal board meeting after. The Chester Healthcare Foundation was awarded the Champs Award. We were updated on Scott's transition to executive director, which will be complete in July when he takes over. We appointed new committees, and I will be serving on the Training and Convention Committee, and I will chair the Champions for Public Education Committee, as I've done for several years. I also had some handouts, and we're inundated as a board, I think you know, with emails, and I don't know about you, but things tend to get lost in my emails sometimes. So I made copies from a booklet that we had of information that I thought you would find helpful and fingertip ready, and I had them copied for you tonight. So you have a little packet of four things that I pulled from the booklet that they gave us that I thought was you would find helpful. That's it, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other committee or liaison reports? Okay, so item 7.02, approval of the Advocacy Committee State Budget Letter. There's a recommended motion from the committee to approve the letters as presented. Is there any discussion of this item? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
If I could mention that although we didn't go over the letters, they will be on the website in the next couple of days if anybody's interested in looking at them.
Okay, great. And that'll be on our legislative, eye on legislation.
Eye on legislation, page. Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Meek. Moving on to item 8.01, our monthly financial report. Mr. Royster, you?
Mr. Knotts is available and will happily respond to any question that you might have.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Knotts? Mr.
Please,
Sutter.
Happy.
Mr. Knox, I was looking at our investments and looking at the Grand South CDs. We've invested $42,297,000 and we get an interest of $10,173. Is that the best we can do on our interest rate? The interest rate is 0.30.
Yes, sir. Most of our funds are invested with the state investment pool. And that's reflecting just the overall general interest, low interest rates that we're earning on any kind of investment. We keep it at the state government investment pool for protection of principal and low risk.
You look at the trust fund, we have interest earned of $554, and we have we've got here over $200,000. We're not getting very much for our investment.
No, sir. You'll see there the interest rates range from a 0.35 to a 0.40. And you're looking at five different CDs that roll over every month. Those are, again, that we're looking at mainly protection of principal.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question for Mr. Knotts? Okay. Mr. Knotts, yes.
I would say, based on the state's 45-day student count, which they finalized in early January, the state has put in place, at this point, a cap on the EFA per student allocation, approximately $11. At this time, we really don't see any need to change our EFA revenue allocation or projections for this year, because most likely that will change again based on the current year's 135-day count, which occurs in March. We'll keep the board updated.
Okay. All right. So if there are no other questions, Mr. Suddeth, yes.
Excuse me, one more. I was looking at our minor improvements expenditure report, and we carpeted 9 classrooms for $44.39. How did we get such a good price on that?
Let me look into that cost. That may not be the actual carpet and labor. It may be some ancillary things at the very end.
That's per square foot.
Yeah, normally in a carpet installation, you're going to have three different acquisitions. You're going to have a labor cost. you're going to have the carpet itself, and you're going to have the cove base. So it could be any of the three of those. But Mr. Knox can check and let you know.
Okay, it's just interesting. We could do 9 classrooms for $44.
My guess would be that that's either the cove base or it's some portion of that.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Suddeth. Okay. Well, if there are no other...
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. 24 minutes. Don't get used to it.
The last time I was here, jumpers worked up too. Hey. He was lucky. I gave him the holiday.
Yes.
So how long they last? About 30 seconds.